Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 937.
Before that, who won those tickets? People keep calling.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations to Maribel de New Haven.
New Haven, Elm City twice this morning.
She's going to go see Anuel.
203 is heavy.
It's heavy right now. Stuff you may have missed, man. Mariah Carey says she's down to work with Lil Nas X under one condition. Now, Lil Nas X is trying to break a record that's held by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men with the song One Sweet Day with his hit song Old Town Road. Mm-hmm. Mariah said, okay, she's down to work under one condition. Mm-hmm. They have to combine both songs and call it One Sweet Town Road.
Oh, that's dope. She is kind of corny.
She wants to keep that record there. That's a big record.
One Sweet Town Road.
Mariah Carey said, yeah, we'll do it. Let's just combine the songs together. Because she wants her name to be in go down in the history books, because it already is.
Yeah.
Facts.
It already is. What's up?
That's cute. Well, last week, G-Eazy was trying to get the role for Presley. For the new movie that's coming out about the king. And it's confirmed that Austin Butler has gotten the role. He was wasting no time when he found out that he got casted for the role. Just hours after it was announced that Austin Butler is going to play the legendary musician Elvis Presley in the movie. He walked outside in public looking just like him, like dressed in denim, and he had his hair dyed black.
He looks like him.
Girlfriend of Vanessa Hudgens.
They did a good job casting.
Yeah, they look just alike. Look at this. You see that? Look at that.
Wow.
That's nuts, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that.
It's a Fendi fact, right? That Nicki Minaj just posted. She took to Instagram this whole big like deal about her getting a deal with Fendi, and then so she did something to her wig. Right? That Lil' Kim did many years ago. She put the Fendi brand on her wig. So people started going ham. Like, how you gonna do that? It's too soon. Cause you know, she kind of made amends with Lil' Kim. Mm-hmm. It's a one-sided thing though. Cause Lil' Kim ain't having it. So everyone just went on Twitter and they were just going ham on Nicki. Like, you do it again. You do it again. You're copying.
But she copied her.
But I don't feel like she's, I feel like she's paying homage to her.
Yeah,
you know, after she said what she said about Lil' Kim, how she always thought she was one of the greatest, and then she did that.
There's a thin line between paying homage and copying.
Yeah, that's a Fendi fact right there.
Has respect for her at this point, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Stevie, not Nicki Minaj fan. He's not Nicki Minaj fan. And that's the issue missed.